There's a series of workshops on dementia support in the Murray-Mallee and Riverland regions, including one in Corunda on April 14. Jill Bond, Dementia Support Specialist at Dementia Australia, joins me now to tell us more. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Jenny.
All right, so these workshops are for carers and older people, I hear. Tell us a little bit more about them and what they cover.
The workshops are going to be around ensuring that people have an opportunity to ask questions about changes in your memory, because there's a lot of false information or understanding around dementia, thinking that ageing is the cause of dementia, but it's a higher risk factor, but it's not the cause for dementia. And a lot of people, it's really comforting for them to know that with ageing, our memory does change a little bit, but it doesn't necessarily mean that because you're forgetting a few things that you've got dementia. So in these talks, I outline the difference between normal memory and ageing and dementia. I like to ask people in the audience, what are their concerns? Or a lot of people have family or friends that they're worried about. So it's a really great opportunity to have that hands-on question and answer environment. Also with these sessions, it's providing information and education. I don't think people realise there's an estimated 4,000 people living with dementia in the federal electorate of Barker. There's a lot of people who, because of living in regional and remote areas, don't realise that there is the support of Dementia Australia that can reach out to them in their regions. And that's the job I have. I can do home visits, provide them with information and education around memory changes, strategies that they can use, the carer can use in the home to support the person that is experiencing these memory changes. And I suppose also giving people that hope that, you know, the well-being of not just the person with dementia, but the well-being of the carer is really important. And by utilising often really simple strategies, you can improve that well-being and you can live well with dementia for a long time.
Can you share a couple of those strategies with us now, Jill?
I suppose one of the most common ones that I talk to when I'm in people's homes is, as the person's brain is changing with dementia, their visual perspective changes. So they're not able to identify objects in their own home as easily as they used to. I'll just give you one strategy. Somebody might be starting to have difficulty making that cup of tea or coffee in the morning, and they're just forgetting where is the coffee kept, little things like that. So I'll sort of say, because it's very important to maintain your independence or the person's independence and feelings of self-worth. So rather than taking that job away from them or that activity away from them, support them by maybe putting the coffee and the tea on a little tray with the two mugs or whatever you use in the sugar, so it's there in front of them and they can see, because behind a cupboard, all those cupboards start to look the same and they forget what's behind those cupboards. And as the disease can progress, they may not even realise it's a cupboard. It could be part of a wall. So when you're saying, look, it's just up in the cupboard there in front of you, they're, in their brain, it's appearing that it's a wall.
Oh, wow.
So,
gosh.
Little things like that.
Yeah. So setting it up to make it more accessible, maybe, I suppose, as someone's memories start to deteriorate and they're not able to remember how to do things, trying to set up these systems would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, sometimes starting different routines, having little prompt notes around the house, little cue cards, like a classic. Sometimes a person finds it difficult, especially at night, finding the toilet, because there's shadows that look like something and their brain will try to make sense of what that shadow is. It will create that person to believe that it's a door, but it could be a painting. So they're trying to take the painting off the wall to go to the toilet. So we talk about, you know, putting night lights in the home, closing curtains so that there's not reflection and confusing the brain, and even having a nice big sign on the toilet, you know, that has a picture of a toilet and the word toilet can actually help them. Oh, that's it. That's the toilet.
Mm.
It depends depends entirely on individuals. Not everybody has that problem either.
Yeah, and people obviously behave differently. I know some carers, they do their absolute best, but I imagine sometimes get a bit of abuse because the person's scared and confused.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for carers or someone looking after a loved one who might be in that situation?
One of the things that we, when I'm running workshops with carers, is just don't argue with a person who has dementia, because in their mind, what they're telling you, what they see and what they believe is really, really true. So to reduce agitation, what we suggest carers do is validate what the person is telling you or believes that they're seeing, and saying something like, oh, tell me more about that, so that they're feeling that they're being listened to. Be really mindful of the tone of your voice, because that's very easy for it to escalate, and the person may not understand all your words, but they're definitely picking up on the tone. And if the tone is being escalated, that means they could be interpreting, oh, I'm in trouble, or they don't believe me, or little things like that.
Jill Bond is with me. She's a dementia support specialist at Dementia Australia. We're talking ahead of a series of workshops in April in the Murray-Mallee and Riverland region, including one in Karoonda, April 14. Is there a way that you can tell if you are getting dementia, or if there's a difference between memory loss and dementia?
Look, it's one of the hardest things to diagnose, and we're finding that we're trying to, I suppose, educate the general public and the GPs that if a carer goes, a person I should say, goes in with concerns that either themselves or somebody they know is experiencing sort of, when I say abnormal memory changes, it's not just forgetting your keys occasionally or at the odd appointment. It's when it starts to really impact on your actual daily living. And it's different from what you are normally like. We need to start investigating, just observing. A doctor should do a full set of blood tests just to see that there's no other underlying cause that could be, you know, causing these changes. Often all you can do is monitor it for a while. And we really encourage GPs, when they've been monitoring it, you know, for 6 months, 12 months, to then do a referral to a geriatrician who can do a very extensive set of tests. And they will then even monitor for a while to establish, is it just mild cognitive impairment, or is it one of the many types of dementia that do exist. So it can be a very frustrating and long drawn out process to actually get a diagnosis.
Hey, Jill Bond, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jenny.